It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Donald Trump played Pharrell Williams' song Happy at the Indy rally right after the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. And 2 days later, Pharrell sent Trump a cease and desist letter. In the letter, his attorney wrote, "On the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged nationalist, you played his song Happy to a crowded political event in Indiana. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted upon our country on Saturday, and no permission was granted for you to use the song for this purpose." The letter also says that Pharrell has not and will not grant Trump permission to publicly perform or otherwise use his music.
Yeah, at his rallies and his gatherings, yeah.
Right, he says that the use of Happy without his consent constitutes both copyright and trademark infringement.
That's what I've always wondered, because, like, if there's different political views, this isn't uncommon, like, hey, I don't want you to play my music, but can that actually stand?
I'm not really sure. I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. I'm sure that Trump's legal team is going to respond to that, but I'm not really sure how that works. Will Smith appeared on Jada's Facebook talk show Red Table Talk again, and they ended up shooting down some longstanding rumors about their relationship.
All right, so hold on. Let's clear some rumors.
It's not possible.
But just to have it on record, just think historical rumors. We've never been Scientologists.
True.
Okay, what else?
We've never been swingers.
Never been swingers.
Never been swingers.
And people understood that that's a specific lifestyle.
That's a really specific lifestyle. We've never been swingers.
So does that mean they haven't hooked up with other couples?
That's what I was going to say, is they didn't say, though, that they have, like, an open relationship, which has been the long-standing rumor that they, like, see other people. They didn't deny that. They just said they weren't swingers. You can still have an open relationship and see other people and not necessarily be a swinger.
Yeah, he still could have got jiggy with it.
So, Mindy Kaling talked about her friendship with Oprah on Busy Phillips' new E! Talk show. She admitted that she ended up actually texting Oprah and responding to her while she was in labor.
When I was in labor with my baby, I got a bunch of texts. And the great thing about when you're in labor, you're like, oh, I don't have to respond to any of these people. But she texted me about something about, like, her magazine. And I remember I'm literally in labor and I was like, oh, of course, anything. I'm there. I'm hooked up to the thing. And Oprah asked me something about the magazine. And I didn't even tell her. I was like, anything you want, of course.
Of course, Oprah.
Coming up after 8:15, John Mayer finally revealed his actual number for real. Number, not phone number.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to work on that one and try to make a prediction.